This is Ozarks at Large. From time to time, our birdman Joe Neal shares sounds of our feathered neighbors in the region. Today, he has this audio postcard of sharing a lake with anglers and a flock of seagulls.
Closest big water to landlocked me in downtown Fayetteville is Beaver Lake. Highway 12 in Benton County runs along the lake's edge at Prairie Creek. Arkansas Game and Fish has a boat launch right off 12. So I pull off like I'm towing a bass boat. But instead of backing up my sparkling bass killer for a quick launch, I whip out my binoculars. There are water birds here. It's more than a little like fishing. I'm scanning all lake available from the parking. Ducks are tiny objects in big water. It takes a lot of casts, in my case with binoculars, to find them and reel them in, so to speak. Out there on the lake, I hear their voices lapping water and anglers talking in their boats. Highway traffic roars back and forth from near where I sit. But there are golden-eyed ducks, males with dark white patch on the head, and both sexes with brilliant golden eyes. And on this lucky day, loons. Decked out in their immaculate blacks and whites, they are festive and so am I at seeing them. Suddenly, my inner nagger tells me I'm supposed to be at a meeting in town, not sitting in the car reeling in water birds. At distance, against quiet forested hills, a soaring bald eagle. And instead of heading back to the meeting, I reach in the back seat for my spotting scope. There's a big fish out there. Oops, I mean bird. Something like a seagull. Get thee behind me, inner nagger, I silently command. In a watery distance, against chalky bluffs, grayish-white birds float above the water, rise on long wings, suddenly drop. I can see three, then seven, then a mass of them flies in close to the golden-eyed ducks, and I have a good view from the car. They have white tails, broad white wingtips on a mostly grayish wing, and a thin black bill. They fly lightly, even delicately, like doves. Like another kind of angler, seagulls! Well, actually, Bonaparte's gulls. In these recordings, we hear them calling back and forth and plunging into Beaver. We have them in northwest Arkansas for our coal season, usually starting in October and November. But come the first signs of our spring, they are headed north to Canada and Alaska, to the bogs and the ponds of taiga and boreal forests. Sitting out in my car off Highway 12, way down in south in Arkansas, our spring has opened. The gulls have started their big push back north. Sarvis trees and dogwoods spread white blossoms over Ozark forests.
Joe Neal is co-author of Arkansas Birds, published by the University of Arkansas Press. His latest book, In the Province of Birds, a Western Arkansas memoir, is published by Half Acre Press.